compressed, which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather.
Welcome to the Thursday night Jick show. I guess I should have thought about what I was going to talk about before now, but I didn't. So I guess we can jump straight into questions. There aren't a lot. I'll do another system message as soon as rollover's over, or maybe 10 minutes afterwards to let people log in, and we can have more. And if I run out of stuff to talk about, I'll just play some awesome songs, because I have a whole hard drive full of awesome songs, all of which were acquired perfectly legally. Okay. One Ton Tomato says, why can't the hardcore number of tattoos be replaced by counting a player's hardcore permanent skills or stainless steel items? Well, the reason that it couldn't be done like that initially is because the number of tattoos that you lost was exactly the same as the number of skills that you lost, and therefore, well, maybe the number of stainless steel items you lost, depending on if they were in Hank's or not. But, yeah, I mean, all of those things are equally indeterminate because of the data loss. It should be the case that the tattoos are fixed. I mean, I don't know what kind of problems people are still having with missing ones, but that was one of the easier things, at least I thought, it was one of the easier things to automate. And so it really should be okay at this point. But, and, you know, if you've got problems with it, just report if there's some consistent thing that we see that we just notice, like a problem in our code for automatically restoring them, then yeah. Let's see. Odelay says, can you make the C ration, D ration, and dyspepsia cola knapsack mask usable? Yeah, eventually. It wasn't something that I felt was worth spending the time on it right then. But and also the knapsack works in a little different way than the other stuff, but that shouldn't actually be that hard to recode. I can't just use the same function that I use for like the penultimate fantasy chests and the knapsacks, or the knapsacks, the goodie bags and the drink tickets and stuff. But I can, do something else, and that is what I will do. Okay, Bree says, how does the game determine the order of skills in the used skill dropdown? It seems to be ordered by purchase time. let me see. I will look at that code and check. I'm going to say skills. Nothing more exciting than typing. Let's see. It looks like what it does is, and this is probably not the best way of doing this, it just picks all of the skills. You know what? This is why it does it. It picks all of the skills from the skills table that are either non-combat or usable in and out of combat. And then, as it goes through them, it checks to see if you have that skill, and then displays it in the list if you do have it. Let's see. It's ordered by MP cost. So that would mean that, basically. I mean, all non-combat or both combat non-combat skills have an MP cost, so they're ordered in that list and in the buff list by the amount of MP that they cost. Let me see if the same thing is true in the fight script. Let's see. Now, in the fight script, they're ordered by class ID and skill ID. That's inconsistent. I'm not sure which is the better one. Maybe I should change this fight to order it by MP cost. Why don't I do that right now? Built and pushed. Gosh, I hope there was nothing I didn't want pushed out to the live servers hiding in the fight code. But I guess we'll find out as soon as people start logging back in. Hey, which is right now. Oh, Werebear banned me from chat for saying your mom. I hate Werebear. Cub says, we have the dock able to fully restore HP and MP for a price. Why not an inn where you are charged a flat fee for both restored? It could be more cost effective for restoring both. Well, huh. I don't think there's any point in putting in a whole new thing for no other reason than that. I mean, maybe we could give Doc the ability to restore all of your hit points and all of your MP for exactly how much it costs to do to do both. I don't know. I don't necessarily want to. I need to reevaluate. I'm probably going to make some changes to the low-end Doc Galactic stuff, and the changes will probably be nothing but the price. Because the way that I wanted those to be, I wanted it to be such that there was, basically it got more expensive per hit point as you go up in quality of those items. And so that way, you know, the reason that you would buy the high-end ones is because you can use them in one turn in combat, and the reason that you would, the thing you would do when you're just using multiple to heal up your hit points outside of combat is to use the cheapest ones. But it turns out that because I just fucked up the arithmetic, the second one is the second level one is more cost effective than the top one. So that was a little goofy, and that needs to change. I think I was doubling the cost on each one and adding just a flat number to the average number of hit points that it gave you. I think the ranges are exactly the same size on all of them. So that needs to get fixed, and then that will probably mean that the full heal will change in price. I don't know if I'm going to say it'll go up or say it'll go down, but it won't be a very big change. It'll just be a slight rebalancing tweak. Sunshine Hider says, I have an idea to help noobs who are loading up chat with their questions. I believe that if the web addresses for Coldfront and the KOL wiki were posted on the chat pane before you click to enter chat, the noobs may use those links instead of asking in chat. I don't mind answering questions, but I believe that those websites provide more information than any one person in chat could provide. I'm reluctant to just send everyone to spoiler sites. I mean, there's the cold front link on the front, because that's just, you know, that's just incredibly useful. But and the wiki we actually use all the time just for our own reference. But again, they're very spoilery, and so I don't know that. I don't know. I'm not going to say that I don't think that sending more people to them is a bad idea, but I'm going to say that I think sending everyone there is a bad idea, because, you know, you should have to kind of search for that and find it on your own, you know? Let's see. Sephiroth says, the shore should be changed to Come Sail Away, as opposed to just Sail Away. By the way, this is a Styx song name. No, I know, but the way it is now, Sail Away, is actually a reference to the Enya song, Orinoco Flow. So that's going to stay. Kartok says, you should be able to pay the gravy toll in the Sinister Cave with spooky gravy as well as fairy gravy. No, because, you know, right now there's... Well, I mean... Huh. No. He wants regular gravy. And that's it. Trolls don't like spooky gravy, because you can't actually eat it. Zaku says, is there any chance of the when drinking text that still say, you drink the fruity girl drink, ever being updated? Yes. I think, actually, that stuff was written for all of those and just never quite got put in. I want to say during the ascension testing process. It's probably in there somewhere. Maybe I should have... Xenophobe search for that and stick them in there, because right now I think there's just a big range of drinks that just says you drink the fruity girl drink. So we'll see if they're there, we'll try and get them in. If they're not, then we'll try and write some. Darkness says, why does the Elite Trap Store give goat cheese pizza for the Boozeferians? There's no use. There should be something like goat cheese smoothie or goat cheese wine. People have talked about if your Boozeferian making him making you get goat's milk and then giving you white Canadians, which I've, you know, considered. That might not be that bad of an idea. And for Oxy, says Darkness, make something like goat cheese soap or rotten goat cheese knockout gas, and instead of a linoleum weapon, they would get a linoleum shower that makes them stinky clean. That, I don't think, makes a tremendous amount of sense, because a linoleum shower, it's hard to say what that would even be, and stinky clean also doesn't mean anything that I'm aware of. Masturbate says, might I suggest having a second arrange button at the top of the arrange display case page, so you don't have to scroll all the way to the bottom when adding a new unsorted item? You know, I don't even remember what that looks like, but I'll take a look. It might be something. Yodo says, any chance of a use multiple option for Cloaca Cola being implemented? You know, I thought I already did that. It might only be working on dev, actually, now that I think about it. Let me check that. It's working for me. I can just push it out right now, and it will have been fixed. Of course, the game is unbearably laggy right now because of everybody logging on. That's the act of logging on is one of the most strenuous on the database things that you can do, because it has to pull so much data out to stick into the session that it then never has to hit again. And so everybody logging on at once really gets kind of awful. I talked to and sent some documentation to the server guy, the guy who's going to be setting up the machines. I guess there was a problem with the quote we got on the database server, so those ended up being delayed and more expensive, but still, it's worth it. I gotta keep telling myself that it's worth it. So we're gonna get those nifty quad Xeon machines with a RAID stack of 15K SCSI hard drives, and it's gonna be totally rad. So that's moving along. It's gonna be at least a week before the guy who's gonna be setting up the hardware actually gets his hands on the hardware. And then at that point, I have no idea how long it's going to take. I mean, it just depends. I think they're estimating the whole project to be a 2 to 4 week thing, which that'll include all of the stress testing and whatever. I don't know what the right way to stress test it under realistic conditions is going to be, because even if we allow infinite adventures or whatever, it's it's still not going to be precisely realistic conditions because, I don't know, there won't be as many simultaneous people playing, which is really where the test is going to be. I mean, at what point it slows down, you know, not how fast it is for a given person using it under those conditions, you know, when they're doing a lot of stuff, but what the response times are going to be like when a lot of people are doing a lot of stuff. But that's still moving along. Progress is being made on that front. And, yeah, it's exciting. I'm really looking forward to it being fast because, you know, when everything's running really slowly, it's as much more difficult for us to work as it is for you guys to play. So that kind of blows. There's just big periods of time where it's like, you know, it's really difficult for us to get anything done because everything takes so long. And it's making the item restoration process, each individual step of that, take a lot longer also because, you know, it's like looking stuff up and then just the act of, like, dumping an item into inventory is slow because there's so many things hitting the inventory table at the same time, that kind of thing. Xeno says there's no list anywhere of the drink stuff. It might have gotten archived in the place where we archive stuff when I think it's done. I might have just screwed that up. So yeah, I mean maybe we just get a list of item IDs for the things that don't have a specific drink message, and then we can look through them, and I can write some, and Scully can write some, and we can get that taken care of. There's also, I think, a handful of items that are left, like the big rock, with just incredibly boring item descriptions. And, you know, maybe I thought back in the day that boring equaled funny, because I'd been watching a lot of British television. Oh, burn! Burn on the British. Did you hear that? I just made so much fun of the British. Yeah. Let's see. Teravius says, hey, Jake, on your last show, and just now, in fact, you commented that logging in was one of the most intensive operations in the game. To fix this, how about getting rid of idle timeouts? I often find myself playing a few turns, doing something else for a while, and then having to play a few more turns, but getting automatically logged out and having to log back in. I don't know. The idle timeouts allow us to know how many people are actually playing at a given time, which is nice. And it's also, I mean, you know, it happens to me all the time, too, because I've stayed logged into the game pretty much the entire time that I'm working, you know, so I'm always getting kicked out if I don't have something up and running that's perpetually performing some operation that keeps my session first. But also, the sessions timeout on their own, and I don't actually know where that's controlled. I'm sure that there's probably just some variable in the PHP initialization file. I don't know what that value is on here. Xeno's gonna find out. Let's see. Smooth Move says, have spider web drops been nerfed due to the advantage in the Smurf trophy? And if so, shouldn't Sticky Meat Pants require less to compensate? It seems overdone, but I got one spider web in 6 encounters with every drop bonus available in Hardcore. No, nothing actually changed about... nothing has changed about those drops since that trophy was implemented. So, I don't know. Lunchbox Fantasy says, is there a plan for the Shadowy Store to have restorers as well? No, that isn't something that... That isn't something that we had really thought about because it's not, you know, there's already pretty significant advantages to the Moxie classes, and it was, you know, the stuff that we added to those stores before were really more, you know, dealing with some prior disadvantage rather than, you know, just adding new stuff in there for them. Also says, I like the new auto sell system, but it doesn't tell us who we're selling things to. When you sell one thing at a time, it still should.
It should always.
Oh, really? And it should always? Oh, okay. Xeno says you just need to read it more carefully. He also says, or she, I'm not sure whether Lunchbox Fantasy is a boy's name or a girl's name, if Canadian dollars start to become worth more than the American, will the Mr. A's enchantment increase? Yeah, I've actually always meant for that to reflect the actual exchange rate. which it'd be funny if it was automated, but then there would also, we would run the risk of like whatever source we had accidentally having the wrong data and saying that they're worth $1 million, and so then the Mr. A has become plus $15 million. But yes, no, that is the plan. I should check on that right now and see if it needs to be tweaked a little bit now, because I think the Canadian dollar is getting stronger against the American dollar. If we were looking at it in terms of, you know, us actually selling you an item and it being more expensive because it's more powerful, then that kind of screws us, because as the Canadian dollar increases, the Canadian dollars we got last month, you know, those were worth whatever I exchanged them for the last time I took the wheelbarrow full of Canadian cash down to the bank. I should probably do that again. It's getting to where you can't walk in here because of all the piles of Canadian money. Actually, I don't even remember the last time. It's been at least a couple of weeks since I got any Canadian cash in the mail. Lunchbox Fantasy says, when we click to see another person's familiar, should we be able to see their current familiar's weight? No. I don't know if you can. Let me see. Oh, wait, what was I looking at? I was looking at their Coca-Cola multi-use. I think my browser is broken. I'm going to log back in. Oh, yeah, I guess I did. There was one change since the last show, which was the PvP fights not taking turns anymore. Marshall and the PvP renovation crew are pretty excited about that. Let me see. Go to my inventory and see if I have any Cloaca Cola. Yes, and it has a use multiple. So let me make sure it works. Use two. Boy, this game sucks. So slow. Weird. I think I have... here it is. I suddenly lost my window. You drink the cans of cola, you gain 43 muscularity points. Okay. Alright, because my canteen makes them taste even better. So, what do I need to push? I need to push multi-use... And I need to push inventory, and I need to push the inventory use. Actually, I don't think I need to push the inventory use thing, but I will anyway. Okay, so Coca-Cola should have used multiple now. Give me a second here to see how many people have logged back on and do a system message. Chick is on the radio right now. Send questions, comments to radio bugbear via chat PM. One day, the theme of my show should just be, should be me going, for as long as I can, and then playing a song, and then just doing it again after the song is over. Yeah. Slavic says, happy Thursday, Jake. Have you ever thought about Skyping in any of the others in the office so you'll have a pseudo Mr. Skullhead? You know, for playing off each other's funny and for the prevention of dead air. I only really mention this because you're talking to Zeno enough on your show as is. The listeners may as well hear what he has to say, too. Thanks for your time. Oh, and it's pronounced Slavic, just like the Russian name. I'd consider that at some point. We'd have to, I mean, probably it would make more sense rather than Skyping to just, like, get a, really long headphone cord and plug another headset in for the times when we were going to do that. Arcane says, saw the Red Rum, good to know you're adding stuff to the booze system. Any hints on future editions, like the idea I inspired for a drunk version of Chronic Indigestion? The Red Rum was added for Nama, because she drank a lot of that particular concoction the last time she was out to visit. And, you know, it was just identical to whatever. Arcane also says, was anything done to the image server? Seems slow while the rest of the kingdom is fine. I don't think so. It's, you know, I don't ever know really what the words mean or what's going on. I should go in there while I'm thinking about it and clear out some of the log files. And that's going. It looks like the image server is not under an appreciable amount of load, and I haven't really noticed any problems with images loading, so, yeah. Alright, Thoughtmast K says, could you play some System of a Down tonight? I was actually just thinking about it. Nama has 2,000-something of them now in her display case. How cute. Roeane says, question for Jake, not to be pushy, trying to be patient, how long should we wait between initial bug report about Ascension slash database slash Hank stuff before we worry? Like I said in the initial thing, it is going to be weeks. This is such a ludicrous amount of just incredibly tedious and time-consuming work that we have to do. I mean, we're all working on it when we can, and it's just, you know, it's going to take a while. So, I mean, people keep pushing for some kind of progress meter, but if we built a progress meter right now, it would be at, like, -10%, because there are, at this point, more messages than there were when we started, because it's just... Yeah, and also that we could spend the time that we would spend making that meter actually answering the messages, so there you go. Snick Repkire says, is there a good reason why all the gravy fairies can't use iPods? Also, shouldn't you play some of the Pixies? Yes, I should play some of the Pixies right after the System of a Down, which I will do. Let's see. The reason that the gravy fairies can't use iPods is because they're incompatible. The other gravy fairies run on like an x86 architecture. And the baby gravy fairy is like that Mac crap. And so yeah. That's funny, because that implies that if you use a PC, you can't even listen to the sound that's coming out of an iPod. But I mean, since it actually the gravy fairy plugs into the USB port on the bottom, and in order to you know, be able to use the extra eyes in the thing to actually see, and the new ones are incompatible. Really, the flaming one, it like melts the plug whenever it tries, and the stinky one, the eyes start watering, and so they're useless. And the frozen one, the eyes cover up with ice, and so it's like looking through a cataract. Not like cataracts you have in your eyes, but like a waterfall. Smell of harmonica. Huh. You know, I was just contemplating the smell of harmonica yesterday, because I have this harmonica that was my grandpa's, and it's really old, and when you suck in through it, it kind of makes your mouth taste like my grandma's house. So if anybody ever wanted to know what my grandma's house tastes like, play a couple notes that require you to suck on my harmonica. Let's see. Shaggy says, in the Naughty Sorcerer's Castle, the dice game, is that two rolls of a six-sided dice or one roll of a nine-sided die? It's two rolls of a six-sided die. I don't think there is any such thing as a nine-sided die. I suppose you could take a ten-sided die and put something on one of the sides so that it never landed on that one. Like a magnet, and you could roll it on a magnet of the opposite polarity. Like a giant magnet that was like the size of a table. I used to have a magnet that was the size of a table, and I used it as a table to keep all my floppy disks on, but then it turned out that was a bad idea. Bob 33333 says, I'd like to see my current familiar equipment in the char pane. Yeah, I frequently change it and would like to be constantly reminded if it's too much trouble to click once. Oh, it's too much trouble to click once. I think that screen real estate is a little too precious. I suppose if we made, like, smaller versions of all the pictures, you know, that were, like, one by one pixel, and they were all, like, basically, if we made one by one versions of all those graphics, they would just be a single white dot. You know what? It's already there, actually. It's just that it was shrunk down so much that it's a single white dot and you can't see it. Let's see. JLE says, it's 11-11 tomorrow. Today, by the time of reading this question, Remembrance Day. Is Remembrance Day some new word for Veterans Day or something? Because I thought it was Veterans Day. Is there going to be a KOL event commemorating the end of the ridiculous and not funny Cola Wars? No, there probably should have been, but there is not. Because we didn't get around to it. Arcane says, I know the bartender can't do TPS drinks, but can he sell single barrel whiskey? No. No, there's a quality limiter on the drinks that are available in the brewery there. And that's more just because the stuff that was going to be totally unbalancing is always really high in the quality. And I mean, the reason they don't do TPS drinks is because the code for drinking those gives you the sword back, and that sucks. Gorblack says, as part of the demand exchange program, I'd like a hammock, please. You know, Gorblack, the best way for you to get me to not do something is to keep asking me to do something. Oh, I see. Ashlyn says, as part of the demand exchange program, I would like to inquire about possibly naming the gift shop guy. I think the name gift shop guy would be cool. Archon, it's Archon's birthday. And happy birthday, Archon. I'm going to, for today and today only, pronounce your name the way you want me to. Zaku says, why don't goofballs have a message when used? They do. Let me give myself some goofballs here. I don't have enough meat to buy goofballs because of my horrible goofball habit. And those are probably in miscellaneous. Use. Yep. Oh, wait, I see. They don't. It just says you require an effect hopped up on goofballs. I'm sure that was very important. Nightmare suggests making the picture cycle from the familiar to the equipment and back again, if I liked that idea. I don't think I like that idea. I don't think even Nightmare liked that idea. I think he was just suggesting things for the sake of being a douchebag. And of course I'm reading the wrong screen now, and so I'm out of questions, except I'm not really out of questions, but it wasn't a rock. This is going to reload. Hey, I probably shouldn't say this, but I've managed to hang on to the stream for 32 entire minutes, 33 entire minutes. I think Riff just knocked on some drywall, or rather a xenophobe knocked on some drywall. Alright, now we have 47% free disk space on the forum server. That finished running. Weird. Am I really this far out of... I think I am. I think I am just running out of questions here. That really blows. Nice. I've got another thing open. What is wrong? There is just something wrong with my browsers. I can't seem to get... I'm trying not to lose my head. Loading the utilities again. Checking for a radio bug there. PMs. That's a little better. Exchange program, he typed. Ikazuchi says, hiya, Jake. Loving the recent storyline turns. Great job of giving us a sense of immediacy and excitement to the game. Question, can we get use multiple on briefcases, please? That should have been done a while ago. If it wasn't, then it is now as a result of my having pushed out the Cloaca Cola multi-use thing. JLE says, you can't wear more than one porpoise necklace or hamethyst bracelet or baconstone bracelet. None of the other pork jewelry has this restriction. Why? It's probably because of the particular enchantments that that it has on it. Let me take a look at that and see why. This'll fill up some time. Porpoise necklace. That... Well, that's a good question. Hamethyst necklace. Hamethyst necklace has the... Okay, the reason we didn't want you wearing more than one of those is because it gives the plus PvP fights per day. The Hamethyst Bracelet was the critical hit thing because we figured there was sort of no point in wearing more than one of them, although I guess if you wanted that 3 muscle. I mean, surely if you were wanting an accessory that increased muscle, you'd have something better by then. Let's see. And bacon stone bracelet. Huh. That was because of the MP reduction thing. So the only one of those I'm not entirely sure on was the Porquist necklace. I'm not. Maybe it was just because of the meat drop. We didn't want people to be able to pump that up high just by having three of those, because they're, under certain circumstances, pretty easy to acquire. MaxGuy56 says, will you accept custom avatar orders that, while they do not follow the guidelines, have already been made and require no redrawing by you? This was my thinking, but others disagree. Yeah, I will accept, you know, crazy animated ones if they're done in the style of the game art, and they don't require us to, you know, redo them in the style of the game art. That was what took up most of the time in doing those, was just sort of, making new ones from scratch. If they were reasonable requests, was never really a big deal. It was just that people would send us these ones where we're like, well, this is a good idea, but it just doesn't look right and needs to be redone. Show a Leg says, is there a reason why rat whiskers are still quest items? No, but there will be pretty soon. Happy birthday again, Archon. Buy Cost P says, what do you think of the idea of a KOL lottery? We could all buy tickets. The more we pay for a ticket, the bigger payout we could possibly get. Just a thought. I don't know. I've always thought, I mean, I know a lot of games do that, but I've always thought that it was just sort of a cheap and boring mechanic. I mean, I guess people would get excited about it, and it's not like it would really hurt anything. But, that's something we consider. I mean, it'd be a meat sink. We could do it like we could use a lot of that meat to pay for fixing the roads and stuff. LOTE says, why doesn't the clockwork key work in the keyhole on the Sorcerer's Quest? It's a key. Yes, it's a key that was implemented after we implemented that door. And I don't think all of the keys, I mean the lab key and stuff, didn't do anything there when we first did it. We keep kicking around, you know, that we need to make all the keys work in that door, and then we keep not thinking of anything cool to do with them. Severus says, could the disease ever be made into a usable outside of combat item? It can make you cough for a few turns at the cost of some substats. That would make plague lovers very happy. Huh. Well, I mean, the disease was never the same thing as the Grey Plague, but that might be kind of funny, actually. Something that would make you cough in chat. It would freak people out when I first made that change, if I did it, because people would think, oh god, the Grey Plague is back. Now we're gonna whine. Lady Luanda asks why somebody got undisabled, and I don't actually know. That was all an issue with the multizar. So we'll see. Either the disabling turned out to be unmerited, or it was sort of cautionary, temporary disabling. I don't know. It's probably none of anyone's business anyway, even if I did know. Isendel says, how about having an unequip all accessories button for when you want to switch accessories but not outfits? And furthermore, is there any way the unequip all button could unequip your active familiar? The nudie mirror and the gash both have a problem with your familiar being equipped. I don't think that most people want that. I think that if unequip all got rid of your familiar equipment, that would irritate 10 times as many people as it massaged. Because that's the opposite of irritate. I don't think so. Because I mean, it's right there. You know, you can see it. If you have to go there to click unequip all, if you want to unequip the familiar, then just click the button to do it, because it's right there. Yon Dungeon Man asking again why you can't open, or not asking again for him, but asking a question that has been asked before. Why can't you open packages from the message system? You can't tell if a message contains a package, and then you have to go all the way to your miscellaneous inventory. It's annoying. It would just confuse people, because if two people sent you packages and you clicked on the second one first, you would get the first package. I mean, because there's no way to tell which one is which. And so, yeah. Huh, Istanbul says, this is kind of interesting, actually, though it doesn't really work in a way that would make this not a ton of work. How about being able to click on a blue stat and see the source of the buffs? Yeah, there are a tremendous number of things to check for. Yeah, I don't know. While I can see how that would be cool, I don't think it's something that will happen. Snick Repkire says, people have been getting MySQL errors, just got one myself. Yeah, it's probably an inability to connect to the server, which happens sometimes. Your Funkiness writes, can we get a next 100 button in the clan roster? We have next 20, but it takes too long when you have 800 members like Kingdom of KOL does. We're working on figuring out a way to better paginate that. XYM says, so, Jick, how have you been for the last couple of weeks? Busy. Aldous says, just a quick kudos for adding red rum. Love the description. There's a funny story about that. When I first did it, I was trying to think of the name of the family from The Shining, and I was thinking, his name was Danny. What was his last name? So I wrote, just don't tell Mrs. Tanner, because I got the kid from The Shining and the Bob Saget character from Full House mixed up in my head, apparently. Yeah, so I changed it right afterwards to Mrs. Torrance. Nerevar Moon and Star says, I am missing a hardcore skill. I have to contact Xenophobe, right? Yes, you have to contact Xenophobe. And Xenophobe laughs, knowing that he'll never actually answer any of your mail. He gets too angry. If you're not him, he doesn't like you. That's part of his shtick. Nate Dog says, how many trophies have yet to be discovered? I'm saying somewhere around 7. Ben San Arizona says, also, why can't we untinker meat stacks for gravy and meat from yesterday? Well, you used to be able to. It was a very cheap way of getting gravy. I mean, I don't want you to be able to buy gravy for 100 meat, is why. Because the thing is, the meat from yesterday came from a time when you couldn't make meat stacks. It was just sort of like a two-stage quest, the reward for which was 100 meat that you got from selling the meat stack. But when I decided to use the meat stacks for smithing, I made it so you could just manufacture them out of 100 meat. And then when I added the untinker, that made it such that, you know, there was this unintended consequence. I mean, you know, I don't want you to be able to just manufacture gravy. Nightmare says, if you were going to be stranded on a desert island for the rest of your life and you could only bring 3 KOL items with you, what would they be and why? Well, I'm going to have to think about that more. I would need... Are there any items that just generate endless streams of stuff? Like the Turtle Factory. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, I could take the dinghy and then I could just leave the island. The meat globe would be cool because it would be like, you know, a little television that only had one really, really boring show on it. But it's better than no television at all, right? I would, if I knew about this ahead of time, which you're implying that I would probably just create 3 new items. One of which was, you know, the box where every time I open it contains whatever I want. The prostitute factory. Another prostitute factory in case I wanted 2 prostitutes at the same time. Because that's something I could see myself eventually, you know, wanting to experiment with if I was stranded on the island for that long. Crystallina says, Enya, I knew you were a hippie deep down inside the recesses of your aura and soul. I don't really know anything about Enya other than that one song. Left says, hey, Jake, can we get an auto sell for the Gru egg? They're pretty useless right now if we already have a Gru. We'll take care of that. One way or another. Sometime, either soon. X Smoot X, have you ever considered putting a link to the flea market in the top pane? All the hassle of going to Market Square and then going to the flea market is such hassle using 56K. Now, almost nobody really uses the flea market, so I don't think it's worth the real estate up there at all. Mad Cow Chef says, I forgive you for destroying my display case. Can we have clan mascots? They could each add to something. More meat, more adventures, more PvP. They would help distinguish clans. That is actually a fantastic idea. Clan mascots that just did something for a clan that would be different. I mean, something that, I don't know, maybe something that was really expensive and you could only change once or that you could never change. Because, I mean, yeah, that'd be kind of neat. But, like, if there was a clan mascot that gave you, like, this suggests more PvP fights, you know, or one that gave you, you know, that just, like, dumped some booze into the clan stash or whatever. Huh. That is definitely something to consider. Because what I would really like is for clans to be a little more differentiated, you know, for you to be able to say, join my clan because we have X and have it actually mean something, you know, like... And, yeah, the ability to have specific stuff for, like, a PvP-centric clan would be neat. The ability to have specific stuff for, like, you know, I don't know, leaderboard seeker clans or whatever. I'll tell you what I'm going to do right now, though. I'm going to play a couple songs, take a little break, drink a little beer, and do a little dance. What did I say that I would play? I said that I would play some System of a Down. What do I have? I think that I'm going to just be that guy and play Chop Suey. And then I said that I would play some The Pixies. So let me get into that directory. And I wonder whether it's The Pixies or just Pixies. Of course, it's just Pixies. And what do I have? Doolittle, Bossa Nova, Surfer Rosa, and Trompe Le Monde. How about... I listened to Debaser last night. It's a short one, but La La Love You. I like that song. Yeah. All right, here we go, guys.
saying, pretty baby.
Chicken butt, not too hard. Chicken butt, not too hard. That's my favorite thing about that song. Although, that's just totally not what it says. Yeah, so during the break we were talking about clan mascots, and that's pretty awesome. Because you, like, you know, you'll name them. And then you can be, like, posting in the gameplay forum all the time, like, OMG, join my clan. We have no furniture, but our mascot has a really cool name. And then they'd have to join your clan to see what the name of the mascot was. And it could be something that you had to feed, or you didn't get the benefits. Huh, maybe not. Yeah, maybe so. That'd be kind of cool if you actually had to do something to get it to go off. Like if each of the mascots ate some specific food, so you had to have some in your stash, or it didn't work. Although that would be a lot of computation at rollover. Fifor says, from what you're saying about the load on the server, it would seem to make sense to not have rollover at the same time for everyone. Why is it for everyone all at once instead of doing it in multiple smaller groups? Well, because too many global game-related things happen at rollover that would be what people are waiting for anyway. I mean, it, you know, it's not a matter of just giving people back their turns. A long time ago, we had discussed the possibility of making all this stuff, like, tick-based instead of happening all at once, just for this reason. I mean, to avoid the huge spike right after rollover. I mean, at a different time back in the history of the game when it was also really slow right after rollover. And, I don't know, I really don't like that very much. Just, it's a little irritating to me, to think about. We'd also talked about, you know, just slowly trickling out turns every few hours, but then there was, you know, then it's like, you know, how do you deal with the chrome swords or whatever? Like, I mean, not that having you have to have them equipped at rollover is necessarily the best thing ever, but yeah. Nightmare keeps talking about ideas for more items that do different stuff after rollover than just give you adventures or PvP fights. And I mean, you know, adding the PvP fights is one more thing that they do. I can see equipment that regenerated more hit points or MP after rollover. That might be interesting. LJ2DeMax said, would you consider making a custom weapon slash item for him for 10 Mr. A's? No. That's... Yeah, maybe for 1,000 Mr. A's. So basically, it would be something that only Boozer Bear could ever use. Let's see. Mathman says, looking at Bashy's profile, it says that he's completed 97 ascensions, while the ascension list only says 56 ascensions, with one taking 20,000 turns and 55 days. Yeah. That's because those records got all messed up. Heifer says, why can't I put Noel Mushroom's tasty pizzas? Because of there's no preposition there. Count D says, how about the knapsacks? Are they going to be multi-usable, or is the individual text just too entertaining? Yes and no. Arkham says, should hash out the inventory table based on a subset of the player ID, i.e. inventory underscore 54. I don't know about that. I don't know that it would really help. There are a lot of different... It used to be the case that there were really simple, like... there was one function that added an item to somebody's inventory, you know, and then when it's moving around... I mean, it would need to always come from the same table when it was moving around, and I don't know. That's, I think, more trouble than it's worth. Bobby Corno says, Jick, sorry if this has been asked ad nauseum, but are there any plans to restore the Most Ascensions Hardcore Ascensions leaderboards, Most Ascensions slash Hardcore Ascensions leaderboards, to reflect the Ascension records lost on black, whatever. The Hardcore slash number of Ascensions records is available. It would seem it's a matter of just culling it from other places. Yeah, I do. I need to do that. I just haven't done it. Spinanet says, with the new servers going into place to help lag, are you going to do anything to speed up your internet connection? I remember you mentioning a lot of the things you do to the database take a lot of time because of the slow connection. It's not... it's pretty rare that something takes a long time just because of our slow upload, and it would cost so much money to get a faster upstream from here that it's really kind of pointless. I mean, we were looking at, the other day especially when it kept kicking me off the radio, we were looking at upgrading to the business internet package from the cable company, but basically it's just for 5 times as much money you get a much slower connection. Or for 50 times as much money, you get the same speed connection. The biggest thing, the biggest advantage to it is that they have a very short response time if you have problems. Because, I mean, basically, I would have no recourse if our internet went down at the office for like a week, because they don't make any kind of guarantees on when they'll fix it when it goes down. So, yeah. Left says, hey, Jick, why doesn't any shield besides the star buckler work in the layer section where it's needed? Because only stars can block what's happening in there. No other shield works because no other shield works, I guess, is basically the answer to that. Rick Tofen says, will Jick ever make a bayonet? We have tiny plastic swords, foils, there's nothing cooler than a knife attached to a gun. There is, and it is a spider carrying a knife attached to a gun. Or maybe a gun that shoots knives, or a giant knife carrying a gun that shoots spiders. That would be really a horrifying object, the spider gun. Bobby Corno says, also in the forums, Marshall suggested letting people input their recollection of class path information. Some of us have this data. Even with a disclaimer, it would be nice for those of us who have the information through clan snapshots or whatnot. Well, I think what I'm going to do is just put a big there is a gap in these records entry in the records there, because it's just, sure, for the people that you can trust, it's fine, but the overwhelming majority of those would just be, like, made up. I mean, although I don't know why it would really be in anybody's best interest to do that, but yeah, I don't know. KM22101 says, how much should a petrified time really be worth? I have no idea. I don't have any sense of what things are valuable and what things aren't valuable in the player economy. Okay, Bye says, I've asked this before, but I haven't heard the answer. Sorry if I missed it. When adding stuff to the clan stash, can it be made like the closet, where it assumes that blank means all? Yeah, that's probably not a bad idea, as long as there's the thing in there. Thurok here says, are there any plans to do more stuff with meat cars? Maybe you could make an arena for meat car racing / tuning, maybe at the desert beach somewhere. That'd be pretty awesome. I don't know. That sounds too much like NASCAR or illegal street racing, both of which are things that I don't like. Kitty Wake says, is it possible for a urinal cake to show up as the daily special at Shea? No, I think none of the gift shop items go in there, just because they're so lousy. Lois Griffin says, when donating to a clan stash, can you make it so I can donate a group of stuff instead of just one at a time? Yep. That will probably actually happen very soon. FFIX Master, are canteens stackable? If not, shouldn't they say it can only equip one at a time? Yes. Let me do that right now, actually. They already are. Oh, whoops. No, I think what I did was actually just rename the Bacon Stone Bracelet to Canteen. Let me fix that issue. Yeah. Awesome.
The Canteen can only be worn one
at a time. You fix it? Excellent. Xenophobe to the rescue. I screwed something up in half the time it took, or in twice the time it took Xenophobe to fix it. I should just go home and have him do everything from now on. Legend Dan says, why can't we use all these Gru eggs we pick up from Extra Ascensions? I'd love to see a Gru egg omelet and the words, you eat the Gru. Yeah, you are likely to have just eaten a Gru. Cartoon Cheryl says, has the bounty hunter gone vegetarian? Penguin skins in particular haven't been there for weeks. Was there a change? No, there was no change. Fusiliban, his two cents are, add all to the clan stash is a bad idea, since you can't trivially withdraw a stack of items you accidentally deposited due to daily karma limits. You can with a closet, but not with a stash. Yeah, that's a good point, although I've always been of the mind that, I mean, if we make it default to one, then you would have to go out of your way to make it blank. And so, you know, you could say the same thing, allowing them to type a number is a bad idea, because what if they type a number that's higher than what they intended? There's no trivial way to get it out. Although, you know, I can see how all is a little bit of a bigger deal. Abri to me says, I have a question. Why is it that when you send a K-mail to the people that is supposed to get you your stuff back from the burnt storage, they send you back an email saying, sorry, we have no record of any of your stuff. Sorry for your luck. Keep playing to get your items back. I sincerely doubt that that's what actually happened to you. Although I have a feeling, based on this question, that the K-mail that you sent to us was probably nigh incomprehensible. So be a little more careful. Give an exact list of the important stuff from what you lost, and we'll do our best to get it back to you. I mean, the thing to do is to not be a dick about it. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, hey, Jake, do I have to redo the 5 hardcore runs I lost in the crash before Ascending starts giving me Roman numeral tattoos again? That should be fixed. Okay, yeah. I mean, Zeno's saying that he concurs with me that the scripts that are supposed to give you back the tattoos are supposed to give you back the tattoos, and if they don't, then yes, I guess you'll have to do it again, right? Because we can't see anything wrong with it. We can't see any reason. Yeah. Yeah. And so, don't anybody send K-mails about tattoos, because they're either going to get fixed automatically or they're not going to get fixed. Because it's just even more of a pain in the ass, and it's something that, I mean, yeah, I understand that you had to earn them, but that's something that's so trivial that it's not worth delaying the entire process for something that's just cosmetic like that. Hannah of the Mist says, I'm dying here, please answer. Why is there no option to use multiple scrolls of pasta summoning? Oh, probably because there were so few. When I did the big run of adding use multiple to everything, there were so few scrolls of pasta summoning left in the game that it just wasn't worth it. Now that they're dropping again and that there's a good burst of them in there, then maybe it would be a good idea to do that. Somewhere I should have, if I don't, just a big list of things that need to have use multiple added to them. I mean, also that's a good thing for Zeno to do in the interstices between other projects. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, I don't know if this is hard to code, but could the system check to see which Roman numeral tattoos you have and add the next biggest one when you ascend? That is exactly what it does? Oh, well, that's what the script that we wrote to regenerate the tattoos does. Yeah. Stone5150 says, maybe I got this mixed up, but didn't you recruit people to code this game while you were playing KOC? Specifically someone named Lego_Less. If so, that was me. Sorry I had to drop out. I don't know what KOC is, and I didn't recruit people to code this game from anything like that, and I don't think I've ever met anyone named Lego_Less. Not sure. Jismac the Destroyer says, what about the idea of a care package for people who have ascended and lost everything? The usual outfits, keys, some food items, etc. Well, I mean, we're already... I don't see why people would prefer that to just us giving them back the specific stuff that they lost. I mean, which is... Yeah. Istanbul says, I've heard that people are getting their items restored via K-mail. What do you do when you come across someone who's currently in Ronin when you're ready to send them their stuff? We are immune to Ronin sending requirements like that. Yeah, it figures out which things should go into inventory and which things should go into Hank's. XYM says, you should make sure that red rum is more effective on the Feast of Boris. Ah, excellent suggestion. Excellent thing to notice. Good good catch. Good catch there. RedTodd876 says, I don't know if anyone has asked this or not, but why isn't there a button to get all your stuff out of Hank's? Lots of people have asked. There is a button to get all your stuff out of Hank's. It's just invisible. All right. Zeno's going to turn it into a button right now instead of the link that it is currently so that maybe people will actually see it. HaikuBot says, might it not save memory to allow store owners to flush their own recent transactions? This would especially apply to those who run numerous anti-raffles. No, it's not really a big deal. I mean, it would be harder on the database to delete them than it is to display them. So, yeah, I'm not sure that that's really... pardon me. My old friend, heartburn. Or, I think I have the GERD. I should go get some sort of little purple pill or some sort of little blue pill to make myself have an erection that lasts 12 hours. Lady LaWanda says, My grandma's house smells like a gay friend of mine, or my gay friend smells like my grandma's house. I would say that it's more likely that your gay friend smells like your grandma's house because, your grandpa has some secrets he's not telling you about, and your friend, he knows those secrets, if you know what I mean. Razorbell says, regarding display case shelves, is there any possibility of an option to move entire shelves up or down on the list? Currently, reorganizing involves a lot of deleting and reading. So few people want that I just really don't feel like it's worth spending the time trying to I cannot conceive of an interface for doing that doesn't just look absurd. So it's just no, sorry. If you want to reorder your shelves, then you're just going to have to change the names of the shelves and move items from shelf to shelf. Let's see. Basin says, hey, Jake, hate to be a nitpicking jerk, but cloaca is pronounced cloaca. Unless, of course, K-O-L cloacas are different from the animal cloacas, in which case tell me to shut up. They're not different, they're just pronounced different. Cloacal kiss just sounds better than cloacal kiss. Not that either of them sounds particularly appetizing, but, Oh, I apparently renamed the porkoise necklace to pork while I was doing that. I should really pay attention to which box I'm typing things into. Yes, I did rename the porkoise necklace to pork. Porkoise necklace. Porkoise necklace. Okay. That's fixed. God damn it. Darian Lar says, do you think there are any White Castles in Boston? I don't know. Who would know? Somebody will know. Somebody will answer. Sorry, I got distracted reading questions from Nightmare. Does the idea of getting rid of spaces within names and allowing people to add them into the capitalization pays interest you at all? Well, I mean, as it stands right now, the douchebag with no space and the space douchebag could be two different guys, and I'm sure there are a lot of cases where there are people with names like that, and so, no. What about being able to add, he also asks, a certain number of aliases to your character, or having a short list, not unlike the macros, where you can make aliases for other people for ease in PMing people? I think that it's just as easy to macro it. I wonder, though. I mean, I wonder if maybe adding, a nickname functionality to the friends list, so that you could just slash MSG and then a nickname and then the person, although then you run the risk of there being an actual character with the name of that nickname. Priscilla Ben lives in Boston and has never seen a White Castle there, if that helps. Well, it doesn't help me get White Castle deliciousness, to be sure, but it does help in terms of having information that I didn't have before. Hannah of the Mist says, you'd have to roll the nine-sided die on a table of the same polarity or else it would stick. That's true, but I mean, you could put the die, or you could put the magnet on the side opposite the nine, and then you'd always roll nines. Or you could roll in your hoopty with a nine, and then you could just bust a cap in the ass of anybody who corrects you on simple physics issues like this. Okay, time to pull it's called storage. Then it's time to build storage. And we glance at it. I go into Seaside Town and into the right side of the tracks, which takes forever. Darian Lar points out that I love Wienors, which is so, so true. E-Sophoric says, are display case shelves renameable? If not, that might help with shelf rearranging somewhat instead of delete old shelf and moving to the new shelf. Just a thought. Yeah, they are renameable. I mean, it's just that they're not reorderable. And so, you know, it's gonna be a pain in the ass to move it. But also, I mean, you know, it strikes me as the kind of thing that you're probably only gonna have to do, like, once, you know? I'm going to hit this button that says to take all my stuff out of Hank's and make sure that that works, although I'm sure Zeno tested it. Yep. All right, looks good. So that is being pushed out, and now maybe people won't keep asking for that to be there, even though it was already always there. Jan Dungeon Man says, I don't know if you got my bug report, probably not considering the backlog, but in the battlefield, when you adventure there and you don't get involved, you gain 15 substat points, regardless of level. That is almost two levels from level 1. Well, yeah, but I mean, if you go in there at level 1, you're more than likely going to get your ass kicked. No, I guess you're not, because there's no non-combat adventures in there. Huh. Yeah. Whatever. I mean, it's also not that hard to get 15 substat points from somewhere else. I see. Neon Gray says, Remembrance Day is a Canadian holiday. It's like Veterans Day and Memorial Day rolled into one. Natog says, any idea when the rifts will close? And will it just be a sudden thing, or will it be some sort of event like the virus and the zombies? We're still kind of trying to figure out what's going on with that. I mean, it'll be... Yeah, you know. It'll happen. I don't know when. Knight of the Round says, would there be a chance to create a food item with reference to the balut? I don't know what the balut is. More than likely the answer to that is no. Oh, somebody sent me around to it. Thank you. That joke never gets stupid. Sorry, I'm reading, looking for questions here. Aubrienne is saying that she hopes that I'm putting up a Christmas tree. I sincerely doubt if I will put up a Christmas tree. Although, you know, I think I put up a Christmas tree last year. I think I was dating a girl who was really into Christmas. In fact, I know I was. And also some ridiculous druid Santa. And she got mad at me because I wouldn't let her put up a fucking nativity scene in my living room. Which, that really should have been a sign right then. Single Deuce says, listening to you type is riveting radio! Yeah, but what type of radio would it be if you were listening to me riveting? Little Nikki 40 says, we need new servers. Tell me about it. Torek said, I was under the impression that the lack of use description for goofballs was due to a desire to not make using drugs attractive. Yeah, that's exactly the point. You know, what was I going to say? You take the drugs, and they're awesome, kids. By the way, winners don't use drugs. Who was that guy who was always on the video game splash screens? William Sessions, director of the FBI?
Yeah. Huh. Fuck that guy. He doesn't know. I wish somebody would get him stoned so he would just totally change his position and he'd be like, winners sometimes use drugs. C.D. Moyer says, is the wonderful plus interface coming to the clan stash? Or the cell multiple interface? I don't know about the cell multiple. Richtofen says, you equipped the communist with your prosthetic forehead. Is it possible to change the your into an A? No, because your apple and your banana are both your, and writing the code in to figure out, like, you know, because it's so hard to write code to figure out whether you need to say A or an. Especially if we ever make a familiar item that's like a historic beanbag hat, because you would have to say an historic beanbag hat. No, come on, it's totally, it's an historic. It's an historic event. No, it's not. Riff is claiming that it's an historic event or a historic event, but it is an historic. It's always an historic because the people on, I don't know, an history channel that I watch are always talking about how, you know, it's an history book also. I also say, like, an big apple, because the an is applied to the noun instead of the adjective. No, yeah, Riff doesn't believe that I actually do that. It's amazing that he's been living in my office for so long, and he sleeps in my cubicle. It's really cute. We toss him this ratty blanket we found in the yard. Let's see. Ari Kamuji says, hey, Jack, good to have seen you in Ohio. Yeah, good to have seen you, too. Is there any upper limit to the number of adventures you can accumulate by eating and drinking? 1,000? 2,000? More? No, there is no limit there. Although it will cut down to, let's see. It'll cut down to 200 if you have them at rollover, so be careful with that. Angafirith says, why doesn't the canteen work with Mountain Stream soda? Because the magic of the canteen is cued to only work with soda. I mean, cola. So, you know, they didn't have Mountain Stream during that time, you know, during the time of the Cola Wars. In fact, it wasn't until that bloody struggle ended that the market was even really, able to sustain more than two identical drinks. Mad Cow Chef says, do you want some spaghetti and skullheads? Look at my website. No, really, do it. So let's everybody who is Mad Cow Chef. And then let's everybody click on Mad Cow Chef's name. Then let's everybody click on his link. Wow! That's awesome. Skull-shaped meatballs. That's beautiful, man. Beautiful. You'll have to tell Mr. Skullhead about this. Send him a K-mail. He'll read it and be very happy. Vicky says, considering the eventual new Seal Clubber skill, is it going to be a normal skill that can be retained by ascending or tied to the class like the Accordion Thief's ability to smurfity smurf that not everybody knows about? It'll be a real skill, a regular skill. And Torek says, the clockwork key doesn't work for the door because a clockwork room is not particularly interesting. It makes even less sense than things like a whisk room. We were never going to make the... Although, somebody had suggested using the bottle of whiskey gives you a bottle of whiz, and then you use that with anti-cheese to... You untinker it. What are you... You untinker it to a bottle of Cheese Whiz and anti-cheese. Okay, I forgot about that. But I don't like that because Cheese Whiz is not W-H-I-S. And also, there's no such thing as a bottle of single-barrel Cheese Whiz. There should be. I would totally buy it. If there was like $50 a bottle Cheese Whiz that was like not that shitty blended crap that, you know, frat boys eat on their crackers. Because that's the kind of thing frat boys eat off of crackers. Raffle. You know, because the Cheese Whiz would make the cracker all soggy. That's why that's a bad idea. Now, we'll figure out something. Although I think a clockwork room would be really cool. Like the clockwork rooms in Planescape Torment were cool, where the Modrons would, like, they had been programmed to, like, figure out why people played dungeon crawl games, and so there was this big thing where all the rooms were these cubes made out of clockwork, and, like, they would make random dungeons for you, and one of the Modrons would be an evil wizard, and then there were treasures in it, and there were, like, Modrons that were pretending to be monsters, and it was a funny joke, and it was, like, making fun of the dungeon crawl. God damn, that was a good game. Every time I think of something that reminds me of something cool that was in that game, I just get all filled with joy again. Speaking of which, I need to play through Loom again. It's been a few years since I've done that. And now that I have DOSBox, oh yeah. DOSBox is the best box since Xeno's mom's box. I'm going to take a little break here and play a couple songs, because the first break was kind of short, and I'm having trouble talking. Lilith, I believe, requested that I play Baby Bitch, so I will play Baby Bitch. And then how about rounding that off with another Ween song? Let's see, where is Baby Bitch? Baby Bitch is on the Mollusk. Is it? No. The Golden Eel is on the Mollusk, and the Golden Eel is a good follow-up song. What CD is Baby Bitch on? Ah, Chocolate and Cheese. Of course. So, how do I get that? All right, in the queue, and we'll see you in 7 minutes and 7 seconds. It's like the 2 and 2 they used to talk about on TV game shows, except it's 7 and 7, which is, of course, a delicious beverage if you're a total pussy who doesn't like man booze or man boobs.
I like both of those songs, because both of those songs are good songs. I guess we can jump right back into questions. RMAC says, lots of forum threads lately about fixing the clunky, awful, restrictive clan halls. We'll be seeing changes to this important and somewhat overlooked aspect of Kingdom life. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I am all about making clans better and more, you know, having more stuff for people to get involved in the clan. And I like the idea of there being sort of collective clan quests. And, you know, there are a lot of ideas. RMAC, if you want a project for the time you spend playing the game and being bored and wondering why you're still playing the game, if you'd want to consolidate, like, the complaints that people have about the clan functionality and interfaces, I'd be more than happy to read whatever you sent me about that. I'm Noobish says, can we ever take everything from your display case? I'm tired of taking millions of different things out of it 11 at a time. Why did you put all the stuff in it then? I mean, it's just one of those things. Yeah. Cub says, how much HP does the naughty sorceress restore when she restores her HP? It's a secret. I mean, you don't want her knowing how many HP you restore.
More than two.
So it's an HP restorer. Not a HP restorer.
Yeah, because
it starts with age. Sure you are.
It begins with a vowel sound.
Oh, it doesn't begin with a vowel sound. HP begins with an H. These guys are... you guys are fired.
Alright, see ya.
In an historic move... Yeah. Yeah, You have an hour to get your shit out of here. All right. Let's see. A lot of dead air tonight, and for that I apologize. I decided that I would wear contact lenses because the headset that I use make my ears hurt because of my glasses, and I'm a total pussy with a very low pain threshold tolerance thingamajig. This is the first time I've worn contacts in like 6 months, and so my vision's kind of swimmy, and it's hard to read questions, so it's taken a little longer for me to actually get my eyes to focus on things and my eyelids unstuck. But you know what? It's worth it because my ears don't hurt. I'd rather have my eyes hurt than my ears at this point. Lenny says, would it be possible to lift the stat requirement on the equipment we're rewarded with, e.g. boss bat britches? If we're good / tough enough to win them, we should be able to equip them. I mean, the stat requirement is based entirely on the power of the item, so no. I mean, I could make them weaker, if that's what you want. And if I do that, everyone, that was Lenny making that suggestion, L-E-N-N-Y. Blibbler says, I sent this to your last show, but you didn't get to it. 11/11 is International Pocky Day. Is there any chance for appropriate content? No, I don't really want to put Pocky in the game. I do like Pocky. I especially like men's Pocky, with the delicious taste of men. Professor Perrin says, Jick for the keys, why don't you have a competition like the Yeti naming as a meat sink? Do you mean a competition for coming up with ideas for the keys to do? And if so, has that a meat sink? Hey Dude says, my clan administration page says I have one request pending, but when I click to go process it, there's nothing there. Can you fix that bug? Maybe. Yeah, huh. Yeah, maybe there's a player that got deleted and the request didn't get deleted. Flat Luigi says, is there in the works something similar to Rafflebot for the casino? Yes, there is. I believe it's almost done. It's the only thing that's done now is flavoring it correctly, some artwork, and keeping the history, because that was something that people want, that something that Rafflebot did that people liked, was that it kept a history of all their bets and gave them a total like win-loss thing. 060115 says, Dear Jick, I was wondering if you were ever going to create a multi-wang option instead of wanging one user at a time. Thanks for your time, Zero. I don't think so. No, I don't think that's, no. Yeah, sorry. Istanbul says, do you ever look at the Keep Making KOL thread, and if so, do you ever seriously consider using what's posted there? I don't think I have looked at that thread, mostly because when I'm on the forums, I sort of have a limited subset of things that I can look at, any amount of time that I realistically want to spend reading the forums, and it would be really easy to just get caught up in that and do nothing but read stuff. And also, I mean, people suggest a lot of content ideas, and a lot of times they're good, but we are never without a shitload of content that we just don't have time or the... I don't want to say we don't have time to put it in. We don't have time to figure out how to work stuff in, how to do things mechanically and actually get them implemented faster or as fast as, or even one-tenth as fast as we come up with new stuff. So it's one of those things where, you know, the reason that we don't put content in faster is not because we don't have ideas, it's because we don't have, you know, an infinite supply of the work required to actually get the stuff implemented. Haikubot suggests taking the toaster. Master Bates says take the airship to the island. That's pretty good. Um,
Armax says, clan mascots is a good idea. How about a clan display case?
Huh. That's interesting.
I don't know that I would want to make it such that...
Yeah. Huh.
That'd be a little tricky because I would want it to use the regular display case code, you know, the actual display case, because I don't want to create another place for items to hide. But who would have access to the stuff? I mean, who would be entitled to take things out of it? Like, anybody in the clan? I mean, I guess that's a new clan permission, yeah. Although, I have a feeling that once Zeno starts looking at the clan code, he's going to be really pissed at the way that I do that permission stuff and just rewrite it anyway, make it so we have sort of, you know, many more layers of permission that we can use. Because right now it's one of the stupid things that I did when I was first doing this, where it's just I think it's a string of things that are either periods or X's, depending on whether you have the permission or not, because it was easy to just look at and read, but it's also goofy. Fifor says, is there any way the flea market can effectively be a shop in the mall, selling stuff to mall users on behalf of non-mall-owning public and low levels? I mean, it kind of already is like that. It's just not searchable. Yeah, I don't know. The flea market... It might make sense someday to just replace the flea market with an auction house. I think people would like that. And it seems to work well in World of Warcraft. At least I like it. I mean, it could just have, you know, we could do the same kind of thing where it had a buyout price, like a buy it now on eBay, and just, yeah, it would just tell you how many hours were left on the item. I don't know, that might be worth doing. I wonder how much actual information that would have to keep track of. I don't know that there would need to really be any bid history. I mean, each item would have to be its own record in the table, and it would just have who the last bidder was, how much time was left on it. Then the hourly script would do the awarding. I mean, I'd have to make it... I think it would piss a lot of people off, but it really kind of makes sense that once something had been bid on, you wouldn't be able to take it back out yourself. And I don't know... I mean, in World of Warcraft, I know the... I suspect that they spend a lot of time thinking about this kind of thing, so I would have to sort of, you know, not say that their implementation of it is without fault, but I know that there's no way to set, like, a reserve price like you can in eBay. But, I mean, it's also a lot less important than, you know, selling your mom's used underwear on eBay where you're actually losing something. Because I know, I mean, sometimes I'll put something in the auction house that I expect to sell for, like, a gold, and usually sells for a gold, and then when the auction ends, I'll get, like, 3 silver, and that blows. Riff has a suggestion, which is... Oh, right. Well, yeah, but I mean, picking what the beginning price is, I guess that's a good point. I mean, you could just set a starting bid, and that way you're guaranteed to make at least that much, and the only way you get it back at the end of your 24 hours or whatever is if there's no bidders, which that's handled by the same thing. I mean, basically, that's not a big deal to track. I don't know. Do you suppose that there's any functionality that the flea market provides that an auction would not? The ability to be backwards and horrible, Zeno suggests. The what? The ability to scam newbies who don't know how much things are actually worth. Yeah. I don't know. The more I think about that idea, the more I like it. Because I remember there was always something that when I was thinking about doing that, there was something that was like a pain in the ass that I hadn't thought of that just made it twice as complicated, but now I can't really think what that would be. I mean, there's really only the one table. I mean, what's that? I could just make Zeno do it. Yeah, I mean, And it could be searchable just like the mall, or you could just see things that were ending soon. I mean, well, no, not even that. I mean, I don't think it needs an ability to browse everything that is up for auction. I just think an ability to search for it. I mean, you could also, you know, you could search for...
you could search for, like, weapons or search for armor or search for, yeah, be able to search by category. Although, then people would want that functionality in the mall, and then it's like, then we start running into things like, okay, well, now we have to categorize every item again. Although we could just do, like, usable or whatever. Maybe it would make sense to start kind of subcategorizing items to just... Although there are so many things that don't fall into any particular category. All those things that are weapons and food. Actually, I don't think there are any of those. We were talking the other day. We had a couple of compelling reasons for making an item that is both food and a combat item. Ooh, pies. You could throw, like, a key lime pie at your opponent's face, and it would do some reduction there. Ashlyn says, what about a beer volcano for the clan? Maybe it gives you one ice cold beer per day per player. Yeah, that's an okay idea. ScottGR323 says, you whistled earlier. Teach me how to whistle? Kids at school spit on me because I can't whistle. You know how to whistle, don't you? You just pucker your lips and blow. That probably wasn't nearly as sexy or accurate as the original old movie thing that did all that. yeah. Little Nikki 40. Wow, this is coming up a lot today. How come Gru eggs and fuzzy dice just pile up through ascensions? Is there any reason why you can't do anything with them? Yeah. Yeah, so not really. Ideas for clan mascots, says Istanbul. Epileptic Pitbull, boost attack in clan v clan. Vorpal Bunny deposits cocoa eggshell fragments into the stash occasionally. That's like, Lazy Hippo, boost defense in clan v clan. Rabid Chihuahua, plus one adventure per day for being in clan. Ah, because it brings you tacos. Bar Cub, benefit from meat tree raised from 500 a day to 1,000 a day. I think that 500 a day is pretty trivial where it is now. Boxing Kangaroo, slight increase to stat gains in Clan Gym. Ah, that is actually something that those could impact and have it not be a big deal. Because, like, the stat gains are limited enough now. And, let's see, Purposeful Porpoise, access to the island without needing the dinghy. That's a little too important. Esophoric says, you have to feed your mascot, so you have to have the mascot food item in the stash, or it gives no effects. Yeah. MaxGuy56 says, any chance of a trophy from this whole Plague/Rift arc? Maybe. At some point. Yeah, Bentown, Arizona, also telling me that I renamed the Porkoise necklace to Pork. Sorry. Da-da-da. Flat Luigi says mascots could feed on clan meat stash, not by eating the meat, but like ordering pizza with pineapples. Maple Walnut says, are we ever going to get shelves in the campground closet? I doubt it. So, I mean, there'd have to be a bunch of different little drop downs, and that'd be kind of goofy. It'd be hard to have the plus sign to, like, add things or whatever. Nightmare says, ZOMG, I want blank white cards in-game. Well, there already are some. We really got to talk about that. That was Riff's wonderful present, his custom item of 1,000 blank white cards that we wrote this thing for people to be able to, like, submit them and add pictures to them and stuff, and then we were going to use them for something or let Riff pick his favorites to display or whatever, and... Yeah, we really should, ought to do that. Count D says, could you make it selectable in store management so that items entered in the mall could default at the minimum sale price rather than 999999999? I don't think enough people would want to do that to make it worth, having it there as an option. I might be wrong, but, people will tell me if I am. Zalan says, is the tattoo restored script called whenever you check the tattoo page, or did it only run once? If only once, that would explain why the numerals aren't being restored. It should run when you load the tattoo management page now. Cartoon Cheryl says, Xenophobe's fix on the Porkoise bracelet thing didn't work. I've got pork in my accessories inventory. No, that must have been just a timing issue. I'm searching for Porkua right now, and there's no item called that.
Ashlan says, okay, here's what happened. I got the tattoos for the ones that vanished. However, when I finished my next ascension after the crash and should get a new tat, it doesn't show up. Okay, that's because that counts the number of ascensions you have prior and gives you the tattoos based on that. It's not the ones that you lost, it's the ones you should be getting after the crash. So, yeah, sorry, you're going to have to catch up before you start getting the tattoos again. I might be able to look at that and change it, but probably not. Balex2290 says, could we have an ignore PvP messages option or a separate folder for PvP messages? Yeah, that's a good point. Whenever I break my stone, I get attacked so much that my inbox just fills up ludicrously fast. I think a button to delete all PvP messages is something that used to be there, and I mean, it knows which ones are PvP. Messages have like a category, and that's kind of an underused feature, but it's also not, I can't think of a lot of cases where it would be useful. Flea market messages are known. I mean, auction messages, once that's in there, would be something that would be cool. PvP messages are like, I think clan messages. Back when the clan message system actually sent a K-mail to everyone in the clan, back before people made 1,000-person clans that totally crippled the servers every time they would try and send a message out, and led me to actually make it a message board. I think maybe some improvements to the clan message board functionality would be appreciated. If we at least made it kind of like a forum. I mean, not really full-featured, but I think that would replace a lot of people's need for specific clan forums. There are a lot of improvements that could be made in there, and I mean, it was one of those things where we were, you know, planning on at some point doing an Ascension-style project where we're just focusing on fixing clan stuff, you know, just like there is an eventual project for totally revamping PvP stuff. There are going to be a few new things added to that. As far as a big overhaul, that's a long ways off, and there's a lot of other things that we should fix before we do that, because PvP's already had a bunch of what a lot of people have referred to as just kind of needless overhauls. But, yeah, I mean, maybe it's time to start kind of focusing on the clan stuff, because, they are really important to people, and having them better would just make people happy, and it would be, you know, things that don't necessarily impact gameplay at all, so it's not like it's, it doesn't have to be balanced, it just has to be cool, you know? But, I definitely want to do the, like, whitelist thing, because that's just super handy. It's probably worth starting to look at that, because, and that's also all stuff that, you know, Xeno can just work on his own over time, and it's not like it's going to have to happen all at once. You know, we can add the features a little bit at a time. So it's not like the whole staff has to completely devote themselves to that. Like I said, no shortage of ideas, just a shortage of time to mess with them. Let's see. I got about 4 minutes until 11 o'clock. I'll answer a handful more questions, and then I'll play a 5-minute song, check in with Nama. Nama. Let's see. Sailor Bowser says, I lost 20 willers and 4 of each type of pizza in the recent crash. I sent in a bug report but never got a response. When might I get the stuff back? 20 willers and 4 of each type of pizza. This is not to say that your concerns are not valid and that I don't feel bad about you losing that, but I mean, I would be tempted to ignore that just because taking the time to respond to that one means that, you know, that's one more person that day that doesn't get their stainless steel stuff that they lost or their Mr. Store familiars or whatever. And I mean, it's not, like I said, it's not that we care about the low-end players less, it's just that we only have so much time and so many resources to devote to getting people their stuff back, and for the most part, we it's really only reasonable for us to give you back like the good stuff that you lost. I mean, if you had a collection of 10,000 Willers, then that would be one thing, because that actually took some time and energy to acquire. But I mean, it's 20 of the lowest end booze item in the game, and four things that would maybe take you 50 turns worth of adventuring to restore. And so, I mean, yeah, I mean, like I said, that request would probably get ignored. And that sucks, but it's, you know, like I said, it's not that we don't like you, it's that we just don't have time. Let's see. Pickle Pink Tomato says, surprisingly, hydrochloric acid supplementation often helps with chronic acid reflux. Check it out if you're interested. Tones the action of the esophageal sphincter. I toned the action of your mom's esophageal sphincter last night. Nightmare. Stone5150 says, the best medication for GERD is Protonix. Works great for me. Ask your doctor. You know, I don't really have that big of a problem with it. It comes and goes. But, I mean, I usually can take, like, Tagamet. And if I take Tagamet for, like, a week, then I won't have heartburn for, like, 3 or 4 months. Because I think it's just, like, you get some damage to your esophagus, and then the damage irritates your whole upper GI tract and just makes it worse. And it also makes it hurt worse when it actually happens. That could be it. It could be that taking the Tagamet stops it from happening long enough for me to develop a protective layer of mucus on the inside of my throat. And then I just can't feel it as that gets burned away, like I can when the actual lining of my esophagus gets burned away. Yeah, this has been 120 minutes of me talking about disgusting biological imperatives. Armax says, has there been a SoCal KOL meetup? M-E-A-T up. I'm being pressured to arrange one. How is next February for you? Next February for me would be great. Knock yourself out. It would be unforgivable for me to not go to one that I could drive to. So there you go. Nightmare asks if there's sex in the champagne room. Nope, there's just making out with Darian Lar in the champagne room. I'm going to see if Nama's ready for a countdown. Ready for a countdown, comma, chameleon. And, of course, she's not answering. Thor the Mighty is offering to line my throat with something very similar to mucus. I'm going to respectfully decline. Haha, Nama's going to the bathroom. Everybody should make fun of her about it in the radio chat. Everybody stick around and listen to Nama's show. It's fun. Don't just leave because I'm not there anymore. Plus, it hurts people's feelings when the listener numbers go down after my show or mine and Scully's show for the DJs that come on after us. Yeah, it's been confirmed by several people that there is no sex in the champagne room and there is no White Castle in Boston. It's ahistoric, says Spiaker. Honest. Oh, let's see. Everybody's making fun of me. Let's see. Eminon176 says, hey, Jick, I just got my Sabretooth Lime t-shirt. I'm so happy. Everyone at school will think I'm some kind of bizarre superhero. Thanks so much. I think I already told this story on the radio about the bitch that wandered up to me at this party that I went to and was like, your shirt is retarded. It's like a walnut with fangs. And I'm like, I could see maybe thinking that it was like an almond, but not at all shaped like a walnut. Also, walnuts are not green. Also, shut up, drunk bitch. Also a dildo. In case you ever hear us say also a dildo, that's a reference to the game of blank white cards we played at Arkansas. I have to kill some time while Nama pees. we were playing a game of blank white cards, and Hot Stuff had made a card that said Weeping Baby Jesus, and it was a picture of Jesus in a crib, and it was just like, you know, plus 500 points or something. And then I played a card that was Requiem for Jennifer Connelly, which made all cards with dildos worth double, and he changed it to Weeping Baby Jesus plus one dildo, and then plus 500 points, also a dildo.
So, yeah. Now, every time anybody says, also a dildo, it's funny because of that.
And it looks like Nama is done peeing. And so, it is time for me to be hitting the old dusty trail. I think I will play the Butthole Surfer's Pepper. So that'll give us a good 5-minute countdown, and it's been a blast, everyone. Thanks for sending in your questions, and thanks for listening, and Scully and I'll see you on Monday.
Sifting through my ashes. Some will fall in love with life and drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain. Down the mountain. I don't